flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. Simply put, my Cinco today, the 5 people who suck today.
Wow, you're in some kind of mood.
I woke up in a very bad mood. I have been in a bad mood.
Wow.
And yesterday I thought there was, you know, sucktitude when it came to the commuter thing.
Yeah.
I'm continuing the trend, baby. It's a negative week.
Okay.
5 people that
so
suck.
So it's individual
today.
People that suck.
Fuck, I think groups of people.
All right.
Here we go.
Here we go!
Number 5.
The baseball season is too long, crowd. You know what baseball season represents? Being outside a lot. And the longer baseball season is, the less it feels like winter, and today sucks. All right.
I co-sign that.
Carry on. Let's go.
Number 4.
The next people who suck today, the summer is too hot, people.
Ooh, it's 100 degrees.
I'm a loser.
I gotta go inside of my air conditioning. I gotta go outside to the beach.
Have you felt the weather today?
Do you mind if I counter that?
Here we go.
So this morning, and I back up my words, I took my son, my oldest son, to the bus stop.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
What we do at the bus stop, we've done it every day I've taken him to the bus stop, is we have a catch, baseball catch. Take the glove out, take the ball out, we throw it around, all good. He has not stopped, even in this cold weather.
Okay.
So I was bundled up, I was in my big heavy jet jacket that Carl Banks gave me like a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm throwing the ball around and I'm like, damn, it is cold. I am freezing my ass off. And as I got in the car, I said, you know something? As cold as this is, give me this over 98 degrees and humid.
You suck.
And I thought that at the time, and I even
Why?
Think that now, because it's more comfortable.
No, you it's could, not. There's nothing comfortable about this.
You have a high body temperature.
Thank you.
Naturally.
Thank you.
I can tell.
Well, I appreciate it. Your face is turning red, so you need to calm down. I am being honest that to me, 98 degrees and humid is a disgusting feeling. When it's really, really cold, you just put a hat on. You put a jacket
put a hat on.
On.
Your nose can fall off. By the way, last week, you were getting served peanut butter and jelly and grilled cheese underneath the door because you might have had or because you had COVID.
Yeah.
Have you heard of hypothermia?
What?
It's cold out. You don't go outside when it's this cold out.
I'm just respectfully, because you seem very angry right now. I disagree with you.
All right. Well, hopefully you don't the rest of the way. Here we go.
Huh?
Number 3.
The number 3 type of people who suck today. How about cigarette smokers? Look. It's not our problem that you're addicted and that it's too cold to go outside to smoke. But you know what happens to cigarette smokers in the cold weather? They get in the
bad
cold.
Job by me.
He doesn't do that anymore.
They roll up their windows because it's too cold. They got to enjoy that cigarette. Or maybe they decide, oh, maybe I'll just slightly open my window in my apartment or my house. And you know what happens after that? It's stuck to their clothes because it's so damn cold. And then I'm in an elevator with you. Or then I'm in a subway with you and you stink and I want to throw up. Cigarette smokers in cold weather suck.
Okay.
Here we go.
Number two.
The next people that suck today.
Yeah, yes.
The people in late July who tweet out or utter these words, ooh, I can't wait for hoodie season.
That's me again. You got me again.
You know what follows hoodie season? This miserable abyss. So while you're rushing the beaches, the pools, and the baseball, and the wiffle ball, and the fireworks, know that we're getting this around the corner. You suck.
This is not that bad.
Yes, it is.
It is. It's bad.
It's
with
horrible.
The wind, it's bad.
It is horrible.
I get that it's bad, okay? I'm admitting it's very cold outside, but you guys are very conveniently forgetting what it feels like when you walk outside and you start sweating profusely.
I'm not forgetting.
And I don't mind that.
I don't mind it, because at the end of the day, it's light out late. I could be outside. There are things you could do. Again, I've mentioned air conditioning, water relief, all of that. For all the people that go, you know, you could just layer up.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I
am
agree
I supposed
with that.
To wear four masks on my face and look like Tom Coughlin at Lambo? Great. My man breasts are warm because I have four layers on. Every finger and portion of my face is freezing off. All right, last but not least.
Number one.
And the last people that suck today.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine if we actually had a Jet or Giant home game today, the don't build domes, be part of the elements crowd.
You're picking a fight with
sorry, me, sorry, Evan.
What?
We're reminded again, and I was reminded this weekend as the players and Tiki, look, technology's changed since you were a player. The heaters have gotten better.
Yeah.
The way those players are so much less affected, and you know who's affected? The fans in the crowd.
I
and
always
I
felt
know.
Bad for the fans.
Yeah. And now
always
I know
did.
If the Giants get good again, I'm out on playoff games because I'm not sitting out there in weather like this and risking getting sick for 3 weeks and hearing, well, layer up,
what if it's
layer
a balmy 48?
That's different. Balmy 48's great. I'll sign for that. It's this miserable abyss, and you people that root for this, the summation today, sorry, hurt your feelings, you suck.
So,
back to the sports.
So you're home.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your whole Cinco is to whine and bitch like a giant baby it's cold outside.
Yeah.
I'm a little cold outside.
A little cold.
Cry me a river,
bro. By the way, you know, now that I'm on this rant, a couple things.
Yeah.
How about the people that don't like football? Okay?
What?
Who doesn't like football?
People, and maybe they're not our listeners. And here's what I'd say to them.
People.
What the hell are you rooting for or waiting for this week? At least we got NFL playoff games to get us through this miserable time period. What is getting them by day to day?
They're taking their wives to a lodge, right?
Oh my God.
Cuddling, a little hot cocoa, a little skiing, a little hot tub action.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
They're not sitting there defending Brian Daboll on Twitter as they lose another bet, and they're ripping their whatever hair you got left in your head.
Look, they're a healthier people. Like,
100%.
Lugie is kind of right about this. Like, I don't wish for another life. I love that I love sports, but sports makes me miserable. And so if I didn't care about football or if I didn't care about sports, yeah, there'd be a lot of free time to watch other things. Maybe a lot of YouTube videos, but I would have less pain when it comes to things I can't control, like sports.
Look, if you're out there and your whole week is predicated on, I can't wait for my one mug of hot chocolate and 9 minutes my body's going to tolerate a hot tub, bless your heart. I'd be miserable.
Thank you, Sean. I'll tell you something that proves you're wrong about the weather and football. DeMeco Ryans, the head coach of the Houston Texans, had to answer questions this week about his team playing in the cold elements of Arrowhead. And
what is the official temperature on game day?
I haven't even looked. I do know that we are about to enter a really weird period where it's going to warm up a little bit.
Yeah.
And then it's going to get like really cold next week, like colder than it is even now.
Yeah. Arctic blast on Tuesday, right? At Barclays.
Yeah.
KC, by the way, has right now the temperatures for the coldest game of the weekend with the wind chill looks like around 10, 11 degrees.
Oh, wow.
So 24 wind chill down to 10.
Okay. So DeMeco Ryans was asked about, hey, playing in the elements. And DeMeco gave a great example, which is, hey, if you think about it too much, if you let it be a factor, it can be a factor. Here's the reality. No fault of DeMeco Ryans or his team. The Kansas City Chiefs have an edge, extra edge, in Saturday's game because of the weather.
Just like they did last year against the Miami Dolphins.
Just like they did last year.
Right. The Dolphins against still haven't thought out. No.
Okay. So you admit that, right?
I do.
Okay. Yeah. Stop right there. You agree, Teak?
I 100% agree.
When you build a dome, you give that up. That's the reality, and that's the point I've made. So the Detroit Lions don't have that. They're going indoors, and it doesn't mean they can't get to a Super Bowl, though I believe there's a curse against them, and I believe there's a curse against the Minnesota Vikings. Once you go indoors and you don't use your climate to your advantage, how many Super Bowls have the Vikings gone to since they went indoors? Mm-hmm. I'll help you guys out. The answer is zero. You give up on your own an advantage. If the Kansas City Chiefs had a dome, while yes, you'd be more comfortable and fans would be more comfortable and there wouldn't be a risk of hypothermia, and I get that, they would be eliminating a clear advantage that they have.
Oh, come on, man.
What do you mean, come on?
If the Houston Texans were rolling into Kansas City this weekend with Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and Travis Kelce, and Steve Spagnuolo on their team, and the temperature was 10 degrees, they're winning the game. And it doesn't matter that they'd be playing in a dome in Houston.
Well, but first of all, you're asking a question that's not fair to ask. The Chiefs are a cold weather team. They happen to have this great head coach and this great quarterback. So you're asking like a stupid hypothetical that no one can prove. What I'm telling you is, and I think I can prove it based on what the Vikings and the Lions have accomplished while giving up their home field advantage, the Texans are at a disadvantage because they're playing outside against the Chiefs. And if there was a dome, well, yes, I'd still pick the Chiefs. They wouldn't have the same advantage. Tiki, am I telling a lie?
Well, I mean, it's just who on your team is going to be affected by it. So if it's, say, your quarterback is affected by it, he's acting really cold, or your big playmaker, then obviously there's an advantage.
Mm-hmm.
But there could be some guys who just don't care. Like, there's some players that just, cold doesn't affect them. They're crazy as hell. Their minds don't get caught up in when their body is uncomfortable. And if that's one of your stars, you're good. You're fine.
But
if
you're
your
also
quarterback, you're good. You're fine. Like, for instance, I was just watching this video of Lamar Jackson practicing in the wind and the cold. Because he wants to do it. They had the option. What do you want to do? Lamar wanted to practice outside. So I don't think that Lamar going up to Buffalo, where it's going to be also 12, 19 degrees, 12 with the wind chill. So not quite as cold as it is in Kansas City, but he wants to practice outside. He's not bothered by it. So I think he's going to actually play fine.
Yeah, he's going to play fine. He also plays in a cold weather outdoor stadium. If the Ravens gave up their home field advantage and built a dome, their chances of winning that game over the weekend would be worse.
Hold on. Let me give you a because we're working in hypotheticals. Okay, let's just say there's a world where the Patrick Mahomes Chiefs and the Peyton Manning Colts both exist in the same era. You mean to tell me you wouldn't like the Colts' chances this weekend because of the weather?
Yes.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.